Okay, let's start a new mesechta, a new seder, kachim. The idea of the shiur, you all learned daf yomi, right? You all learned daf yomi, so you all know already zvachim and menachas, by heart. But you know at least the basic concepts. The problem is, like I said before, that kachim is unlike nashim nezikim. Nashim nezikim, you'll have a sugya, 2-3 blocks. You might not know all the details, all the rayas, but you know at least what the sugya is about. In kachim, one blot, in one line, in two lines, you can have a whole big yisoid and not even notice it. And then 20 blot later, something else comes up. You don't even pay attention. It doesn't come together. So the idea of the shiur is really, I'm not going to go in order. I'm actually going to go the way, at least when I learned in Brisk, when they learned kachim, so they were actually doing the end of zvachim. And then I had a private rebbe that taught me, I'm going to teach you the main concepts in kachim. And everybody goes to Brisk. They learn the main concepts in kachim, and the rest, the mesechta, they learn themselves. The idea being is by getting a deeper understanding of the main concepts, then when you learn zvachim next time or you chazer it, you say, "Oh yeah, that's this sugya," and hopefully we'll get a fairly well-rounded understanding of the main sugyas in kachim. That's the goal. That's the matara of this year. So let's start from the beginning. The shir, the first shir I'd like to talk about is the that's usually the entrance level shir, the sugya in Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, which is the sugya of Nishpach Hadam. Why is that Nishpach Hadam? Why is that the sugya we start with? So the pasuk says in Yikra, V'shochat, well, before that, we know that there are four avoidas in a carbon. There's Shchita, there's Kabbalah, there's Halacha, and there is Zrika. Gemara says that Shchita Ksheira Bizar, even a non-Kohen can do it. But the Kabbalah of Eilech has to be done with the Kohen. Like the pasuk says, V'shochat es ben abokel fnei Hashem, that anybody can do. V'ikrivu, which is Kabbalah, b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es Adom, v'zoku es Adom ala mizbeach saviv asher pesach al moed, that's a Zrika. So therefore, the Kabbalah Eilech is a mitzvah on the Kohanim. And once that's the mitzvah on the Kohanim, then all the various dinim apply from that point on, even though there are dinim at Shechit as well. But for example, there's a concept of Kli Shares, there's a concept of Yad Yamin, there's a concept of Machshava Priseles, even though that applies to Shechit as well, but at least, you know, various dinim come into play. So let's start with the beginning, the Avodah HaKabbalah. So what is Kabbalah? Kabbalah is to receive the dam after it comes from the par, right? You shecht it, and then you receive the blood into a Kli Shares. Now, there's a chakira, and it seems to be the Brisk Rav seems to learn Pasha like that, that Kabbalah, some want to say, the Kabbalah is just a way to get to the blood, the Zrika. We know that the Mechaper of the carbon is throwing the dam on the Mizbeach, the Zrika. So some want to say Kabbalah is just a way in order to get the blood, in order to be able to do the Zrika. It seems to be not like that. The Ramban already says that the Pasuk says, V'shochat ben abokel fnei Hashem, v'zikivu bnei Aaron ha-Kohanim es Adom, says the Ramban, v'kivu zu kabbalas Adom, she'ein loshen v'kivu keva stam l'zbeach she'e locha, v'kivu doesn't mean to bring it closer to the mizbeach, which is a locha, avul loshen karbon, she'yasu min Adam karbon, which means the purpose of the Kabbalah is to make the dam into roi l'karbon, into a karbon. So it seems to be there's an avoider of Kabbalah. Not only that, but it seems to be the way that they say it is that Kabbalah is a regular avoida. It's not just a hechsher lizrika. It's not just something to prepare for the zrika. Now, how much do you have to be mekabel? You have to be mekabel kedei shiur hazah, the Gemara says, which is enough in order to have to be able to sprinkle it. But it's a avoida by itself. Not only that, but you have to be mekabel it into a kli sharis. It seems to be from the Gemara that the kli sharis that mekabel the dam, the Kabbalah that's performed with the Kli Shores, is mekadesh the dam. That's what it means. That's what the Ramban says. It makes it into a carbon. If you look in the Gemara, before that, in other words, the Kabbalah and the Kli Shores, is mekadesh and makes holy the dam which came from the par, and then you're able to do it as rika on the mizbeach. So That's what it means. It makes it into a carbon. The klisharis is mekadesh the dam coming out of the par in the Kabbalah. That's the act of Kabbalah. It's not just an hechatimsa, a way to do the zrika. Rather, it's mekadesh the dam. Now we know that identical to the dalad avoidus that we have by a carbon, right, an animal carbon, we also have dalad avoidus by a mincha. What are the corresponding dalad avoidus that we have by mincha like we have by a carbon? So that's the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Zayinam Beis, number 2 on the sheet. Boy Rava, Kiddush Koimetz Mai, Mi Mincha Yalfin Allah, or Mi Dam Yalfin Allah? The Gemara asks the question that we know that by mincha, you have to do a kmitza. First thing you do is the kmitza. Then you have to put it into a kli shares. And then you go and you burn it on the mizbeach, right? So you do the kmitza, you put in the kli shares, and then you burn it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara's question is, kiddush koimetz mai, which means the fact that you mekadesh the koimetz. Why? What does it mean? Look at Rashi. The loy ashken bebazichin kishu mesalkon the haynuk mitzah shein noisel shum keli elam yad matiroi. In other words, by bezichin, bezichin is what? By the lechem aponim. By the bezichin, the lechem aponim, you don't put it anywhere. You take it off and you right away burn it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara's question is: by a mincha, after you do the kmitza, do you have to put it into a keli, or you can burn it right away on mizbeach? Boy Rava, kiddush koimetz mai mi mincha yalfin alo. Do we learn from mincha, and therefore it doesn't need to be put it inside a klisharis? I mi dam yalfin alo. Or we learn from a dam. That means, says Rashi, and then we say hada pashta mi dam yalfin alo. We learn it from dam. So Rashi says, what does it mean mi dam yalfin alo? Mi kabolas dam. Dichsiv v'ikhivu me'avoin v'amrinu b'teres kahanim v'ikhivu zu kabolas adam. The kiddush koimetz keneged, look in chavdalet, right, the mystic, the girsa, keneged kabolas hadamu. In other words, kiddush koimetz, taking this kmitza and putting it inside a klisharis, is equivalent to kabolas hadam. The arba avoides b'mincha keneged arba avoides shaldam. Kmitza keneged shchita, the kiddush koimetz keneged kabolah, which means that the same way we have four avoidas by a carbon, we also have four avoidas by a mincha. The kmitza is the shchita, the kabbalah is the kiddush koimetz, putting into a klisharis, the halacha is the halacha, and aktara is equivalent to the zrika. But again, we see that if the Gemara calls it kiddush koimetz, which means you take the kmitza and you put it into a klisharis, and that's mekadesh the koimetz. So kabbalah as well. There's a concept as being mekadesh the dam by getting it inside the receptacle. This Rav has a difference. There's a difference between the two. That by kiddush koimetz, the main thing is the avoida of the koyen. Mashenkin by kabbalah, the main thing is the one holding the receptacle, the klisharis. That's a separate discussion. He puts it in somewhere else. But the main idea being that the Kabbalah, though we're just in time, the main thing, by the way, you learned Daf Yomi?
No.
Oi, so you're going to have a hard time, but okay. We'll figure it out. You're a bright guy. You'll figure it out. So the main thing is that the Kabbalah of Dam, which is one of the Dalet Avodas, receiving it into Klisharis, it's not just a Hechatimtzah for the Zrika, but it's mekadesh. The klisharis is mekadesh the dam, similar to the klisharis, the kiddush koimetz, the kmitza that you take from the mincha and you put it inside the klisharis. That mekadesh the kmitza, like the Gemara says. By the way, the Gemara in Saita says the same way. V'noisnei l'sech klisharis u'mekatshoi b'klisharis. So by a mincha putting the kmitza inside the klisharis, that's mekadesh the mincha. So then, since putting the kmitza into the klisharis is equivalent to the Kabbalah is the same way. The purpose of the Kabbalah is not just a way to get blood in order to do the zrika, but it's actually mekadesh the dam. The Kabbalah, the klisharis, is mekadesh the dam. Once the dam is mekudesh, you can go and do the zrika on mizbeach. Ze pashut, this is klar, this is Biskrov says this, but this is quite a simple understanding, the basic understanding of Kabbalah. Now, let's start the Gemara Daf Chofeh Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following halacha. Any questions, by the way, on this concept of Kabbalah, that it's Mekadesh, that's what it is, it's Mekadesh the Dam in order to be Roy for Zrika. Clearly not. But the purpose is to be Mekadesh Adam. I'll tell you why I'm focusing on that, because we're going to speak about this in a minute right now. So the Gemara said like this. The Gemara in Daf Chofeh Amud Aleph, which is a four-line Gemara, but it's a fundamental Yisoid. The Gemara said like this. Nishbach Adam ala Ritpo ve'osvoi posel. What does that mean? If the blood spilled onto the ground before it got into the Klisharis, and then you gathered it up, and you put it into the klisharis, it's possible. Says Rashi, nishbach adam al ritzpo mitzavo behemo. It fell from the neck of the animal, shaloi niskabel bekli, and it wasn't received in the klisharis. So the answer is, even if you gather it and put it back in the klisharis, there's a psul of nishbach, and the dam cannot be used anymore. The question if you can use other dam, but that's the problem. In other words, if it falls on the ground before it hits the klisharis, it's no good. Automatic gear from Rashi, which already the Sifra, the Teres Kanim, says that there's a difference between nishpach from the tzavar behemo before it hits the kli, then we say it's a psul of nishpach. No good. But if it's nishpach after it fell into the kli, it fell into the ground, what's halacha? Then it's okay, you can gather it up. Rashi says, right, well, it's not the Gemara, it's the Gemara later on, right?
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere in Gemara, correct. But it's not in this over here, it's not over here, but it's clear like that. That's, I'm just showing you from Rashi as well, but that's, in other words, Nishbach is a problem if it's Nishbach before it comes into the Klisharis. After it comes to the Klisharis, there's no problem. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbanon, how do I know Nishbach is a problem? That you have to take dam hanefesh, the blood from the animal as it's killed, not the blood of the leather of the skin, not blood of the evarim. In other words, it has to be not dam hatamtzis, which is the essence of the animal, but it has to be dam hanefesh, the blood coming out, the first drops of coming out. Where you shech the animal, that blood has to be mikabel in the klisharis. That's the first thing Gemara learns. Then Gemara says, midam hapar. The pasuk says, v'lo kechakoyin hamashiach midam hapar. So the Gemara learns, dam mehapar yikablenu. What does that mean? The blood has to come directly from the par. Says Rashi, dam hapar yikablenu, shem nishbach minatzavor ala ritzpo, because if it falls from the neck onto the ground, v'osvoy, and then you gather it, pasul. Why? Because it wasn't received directly from the animal, because it went first onto the ground. Then he says, the Gemara continues further, and maybe he comes to tell me that you don't have to receive all the blood, you only have to receive part of the blood. Maybe midam apar doesn't mean dam mehapar, but it means midam apar. Only part of the blood you have to receive. It says already that you have to be mekabel. All kabel has to be all the blood. Part of the blood is not good enough. So therefore, it cannot be the same thing again. So what does it mean? Ela midam apar dam meapar yikablenu v'ksovar goyrin u'maisifin v'darshin. Which means that instead of saying midam apar, so we change the mem from midam hapar, and we put the mem, take it away from midam, goyrin u'maisifin, we put it to the next word, and we darshan dam me hapar. The mem from midam hapar, we take that mem and put it from hapar, so it's dam me hapar, that has to come directly from the animal. That's what the Gemara says. It's very pashut. The pashut, the pshat is, that the Gemara tells us over here, that if you are mekabel dam, in order for the klisharis to be mekadesh the dam, it has to come directly from the par. But if, however, it first goes onto the ground, then that's a psul nishbach, which means the klisharis cannot be mekabelish that. There's no din kabbalah. The klisharis cannot be mekabel that dam anymore. That cannot be mekadesh that dam. That's pashup shat. So the Brisker Rav asked the question that the Sifra, which is a Teres Kanim, learns this drasha, and he learns the first two questions he asked. The Sifra says in number 4, V'kivu bnei Aharon HaKohanim es Adam v'zoku al mizbeach soviv. So the Gemara says, Matam ublema shuv es Adam. The Pasuk says, look in number 1 on the sheet. V'kivu bnei Aharon HaKohanim es Adam v'zoku es Adam al mizbeach soviv. So the Teres Kanim asks, says, Matam ublema shuv es Adam. Why is it twice Adam? V'kivu bnei Aharon HaKohanim es Adam v'zoku es Adam. Why is it again Adam? So the Gemara learns from there, the Teres Kanim learns from here, Minayin atoimer, nishpach mina kli ala ritzpa, v'osvoi, how do I know that if blood falls after it comes into the kli, and it falls onto the ground, after it was already mekadesh, with the kli sharis, it was already kabbalah, and then it falls onto the ground, and then you gathered it up, how do I know it's kosher? Talmud leimer, shuv es adam. It says again, es adam, so it's still called blood. Yochol, afilu nishpach mitzava behema al gaba ritzba yachri yasvenu. So I would think that if it fell directly onto the ground before it got into my kli sharis, that's also good enough. V'yei kasher, tamud loima hadam. Hadam shen iskabo b'kli. So the Gemara learns over here, the Teres Kanim learns over here. A psul, two things the Teres Kanim says. Number one, there's a psul of nishpach. Right? Or the Yisham actually says the opposite way. Number one, that if it spilled after it hit the kli sharis, it went into the ground, then it's okay. We learned that from a pasuk, hadam. It says again, dam. But then it says that if it spills before it hits the kli sharis, then it's no good. Why? Because we learned from a pasuk, hadam, hadam shen iskabo b'kli. What? No. Talmud leimer, hadam, hadam shen iskabo b'kli. So the Mishnah Rav asks two questions. Question number one he asks is, wait a second, why do we learn a different pasuk? Bavli learns from a pasuk, dam ha'apayi kablenu. So why do you need another pasuk? Dam ha'dam, question number one. Question number two, okay, fine, not a big deal, Well, okay, live with it. Then he says, because he's going to say this to dinner, relax. Then he says, the second point you want to bring out is that, wait a second, if you're telling me that the whole purpose of Kabbalah is that kli sharis should be mekabel the dam. That's what the purpose of Kabbalah is. Then why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that after the kli sharis was mekabel the dam, and it's mekadesh the dam, and then it spills on the ground, that by the way, the pasuk tells me that's okay. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that? It was regular dam that was mekadesh by the kli sharis. Why should that not be okay? Why do you need a pasuk telling me that if it falls onto the ground after it came into kli sharis, the kabbalah is still okay? Why shouldn't it be okay? There's no psul nishpach. Psul nishpach is only psul in the kabbalah. Once the kabbalah was done already, so why would a psul nishpach after the kabbalah be a problem in the kabbalah? You understand the question? We're going to get to that. Fine, got it. But that's a simple question. In other words, if the pashtus psul nishpach is a psul in kabbalah, so once the Kabbalah was done already, so why do I need a pasuk telling me that, by the way, there's no psul nishpach? You need a pasuk to tell me that. That doesn't make sense. If the whole psul nishpach is a psul in the Kabbalah, so then why would I need a new pasuk telling me that if the Kabbalah was done already, then, by the way, nishpach afterwards is not a problem? Why would it be a problem? It's not a psul in the Kabbalah. Kabbalah was done already. That's the question number one. Slow down. That's question number one. Question number one. Seth, you want to hear the question?
No, I get it. The kachim is different than everything else. I mean, if the Torah doesn't say something is good, in kachim,
I know, but he wants to know. I got it. I got it. But he wants to know in lumdus, what's the reason? What basically he's trying to get to is, what's the psul nishpach? And therefore, if we know what the psul nishpach is, then we'll understand why there's a havamina that psul nishpach should be even after the Kabbalah. But I'm starting from the push it away is, nishpach is a psul in Kabbalah. So therefore, once you did a Kabbalah already, why would I need a pasuk to tell me there's a psul, there's not a psul nishpach after Kabbalah? That's question number one. Question number two, he says, is that if the way you learn pasuk shots, that nishpach means Kabbalah, you cannot do Kabbalah after it's built on the ground, because if nishpach is a psul in the Kabbalah, the way you learn pasuk, he He found two Gemaras that talk about Nishbach with it not even a halacha of a Kabbalah, of a Klisharis. Case number one is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Mem Chesem Aleph. The Gemara says the same thing. Yuma, right? We know Yuma. That's not Kachim. The Gemara says, plenty Kachim. Yeah, says the Gemara in Yuma, Tanan Hasam, the same Gemara. Nishbach Adam al Ritzpah Vosvoy, Posel. Minakli al Ritzpah Vosvoy, Kachim. Right? Says the Gemara Menon Amili. By the way, that's our Gemara in Yuma. Is it also in Kachim? That if it conforms the Kli to the Ritzpah? Or just in Yuma?
Yeah, there's a whole
Mishnah,
there's a hole in it, and it goes in the air.
That's Chafemid Beis. Does it say clearly if it falls from the Kli? Or that's deduced, understood? Okay, here's the Gemara in Yuma. It says, Nan Asam, Nishbach Adam al Ritzpah Vosvoy, Pasol, Min HaKli al Ritzpah Vosvoy, Kosher. Says Gemara, Menon, Milaton Rabbonim, Velokach Vidam Apar, the same like our Gemara, Dam Apar Kablenu. This Agadad, Dam Apar, Vidam 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 Apar, exactly like our Gemara, the Gemara in Yuma. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Boy Rav Papa, Nispazer Haktoires, Mimloy Chofnov Mahu. Which means, the Kohen Gadol is coming in, Yom HaKippurim, Mimloy Chofnov, full of Ktoires, it falls on the ground. Mahu, the Gemara's question is, Yodai Kitzavar Behema Domi Upsula, which means, is his hand like the neck of the animal, and therefore, even though it was in his hand, nevertheless, it's like the neck of the animal, and therefore it's nishbach, it's a problem. Aydilma ki klishores dami. His hand is like a klishores, and therefore it's nishbach after it came into his hand, and it's okay. So Yomar says, Teku. Ask the Biskarov. What do you mean? There's no klishores over here to have a tool of nishbach at all. So what's Yomar's question?
Well, the klap is the klishores.
There's no klap over here?
Yeah, the malachot, now you have taken your hand and put it in the
klap. Afterwards, you mean?
When did it spill?
No. The Gemara says it fell before you put it into the cup. So now the Gemara's question is, right?
What is Malach Chofnov?
A Malach Chofnov is not a cup.
Oh, that's
I know. So his question is, there's no halach over there of a klishar. There's no Kabbalah. There's a Kabbalah by Teres. There's a halach of Kabbalah.
The
calf
is holding it like the
klisharis
holds it.
No, the
calf
is.
Yeah,
I
the other opinion is no.
No, but not that the calf is a klisharis. There's a halacha you have to hold in the calf. There's not a klisharis. There's mekadosh. There's a shechita. There's a kabbalah. There's nothing over here. Maybe by mincha you can say there's a kmitza. There's a kabbalah.
What is klisharis done?
That's his question. His question. What is he doing?
What it
I know, but the question is. I know. So the gemara made up a case that maybe it's a klisharis, and then maybe it's nishbach. There's no halacha klisharis to begin with, so why is even a shal of nishbach? What is planting the gemara? That's the way, I mean, you can look at the question, by the way, I have over here inside, turn to the next page, 7a.
Why isn't it similar to by mincha?
Because by mincha there's halacha of first the kmitza, and then putting it into the kli.
Kmitza
is the shechita, and then putting it into the kli, that's the kabbalah. But over here, say this, so look at number 7a. V'chein kasha meyum edav mem chesem l'alef. The boilon the chofan malay chofnov k'toyres v'nispaz al ritzba ikasher yoda kiklisharos dami akitzava behema dami umash haich sham psul nishbach kiven the lekas sham din kabbalah klal v'avdam rinu hosam the boy kli zeh rag mishum de leershel v'afilu nemen the mishum zeh boy kli aval din kabbalah v'kiddush b'klisharos vaday de leka v'imke umash haich sham psul nishbach. That's his question. In other words, if you learn
more than just
Correct. That's exactly the question. The Gemara made up a new concept of Nishbach, and the Gemara said, oh, let's consider the hand like a Klisharis, and then is it a problem of Nishbach from the Kli or Nishbach for the Kli? What do you mean? There's no Klisharis, there's no Kabbalah?
There's no Nishbach.
So what's going on over here? Obviously, he's going to the aside that Nishbach has nothing to do with Kabbalah. We're going to get to that. But that's the first question he has. Another question he has, a similar question. There's a halacha of Chata Sa'if. Remember Chata Zoif? Right? Chata Zoif, you do Malika, right? Do you do Kabbalah? The Gemara says, Chata Zoif, there's nothing. You mazer directly onto the Mizbeach. So the Gemara has a question in Daftari Beis on the Beis, number 6. Boy Reb Abim, Nishbach ala Ritzpah va'ospa. Mahu. Which means, if let's say, instead of directly, you were supposed to do malika, take the chatas oif, and be mazeh, not mazeh, you're supposed to, what are you supposed to do?
Mitzui,
you're going to squeeze it onto the,
from
I forgot the already, lemala mechut ha-sikha, lemala mechut ha-sikha, ever, ches, I remember that, yeah, okay.
It's
from the tzavar. So what happens if it fell onto the ground and then you pick it up? Could you then do the mitzvah or not? So the first question is, boy rabbin nishbach al ritzva va'osva mau atzruchu de le'atzer chabone kli shoreis. The Torah doesn't require a kabbalah over here. Doesn't require kli shoreis. V'hilkach oisvay v'kasher, and therefore it's okay. I do my mitzvah pasul be'rachmane kli shoreis. V'hilkach oisvay pasul. So the way I would learn Pashuk Pshat in the Gemara is you don't need a klisharis over here. So therefore, since you don't need a klisharis, it's okay. Or maybe the klisharis doesn't help and has to go directly from the neck of the animal. Right? That's what I would learn in the Gemara. It has nothing to do with the halachas of Nishbach. The halach is, here, the halach is you squeeze directly from the animal's head. What's the pshat? No klisharis. You don't need a klisharis. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference, even though it's from the animal's head, falls on the ground, it's all okay. Or no, klisharis not going to help, has to go directly from the animal's head. But that's not the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns, what's the pshat? You don't need a klisharis, and therefore, the neck of the animal is like a klisharis, and it's mismach from the kli. Or no, a klisharis is not going to help you, and therefore it's like it's mismach before the kli. That's what Rashi learns. Doesn't make sense. That's what learns. Here, atzuchet le'atzer achmon a klisharis, v'tzava didei hu b'makim klisharis, and therefore it's nishbach min hakli, and it's okay. I do know that a klisharis doesn't help, and therefore the ritzvah's poiso has to go directly from the animal. So the Biskurov says, number 7, u'mipashu l'oshna Rashi mashma, the meshach shayach lipsul de mishbach, da'aloi l'tzadzeh de kosher, because of Rashi, hatam, da'avle k'nishbach min hakli, kala ritzvah de kosher, u'mashma, the l'tzadzeh poiso, gam zim zim lipsul mishu mishbach, chen l'tzadzeh dvorov, de kosher. Mas shayach kan lipsul de mishpach, kiven de ein tzoch klal kabole, vikli shores, uveyuf ein tzoch klal kabole, v'loim pilam ei pirish kipshutoi, v'shum dina shiazim enoi v'atzmoi, v'al kein posel. What is the Gemara in Sadi Beis, which doesn't talk about a kli shores at all, and the Gemara invents that maybe the neck of the animal is like a kli shores, and therefore it's mishpach min akli. Like, what's going on over here?
Just like Rashi does here.
Just like Rashi does over here, and just like the Gemara in Yuma. No, we don't. We definitely don't need Kabbalah over here.
So then you can't
how we
differentiate between making a neck of kli by different
Kabbalah. Why is everything related to Mishpach? That's the question. If Mishpach is a din in Kabbalah, why is everything related to it? So I'll tell you, the Biskurov really gives his parrots, but it's taking off after Reb Chaim, famous Reb Chaim on Mishpach. So I could really start with the prime and then just do this, but it's too briskish. I figure I'll make it into one big challenge and one big thing, like this, it fits nicer together, but it's not so, you know, Biskurov probably didn't say pshat in the prime. That was my thing. I said, but we'll do it anyway. We'll do prime first to make it, to get a clarity in what's going on over here. There's a famous prime, we're going to learn the prime together, in Maisa Karbonis. The prime goes on a Stiras Rambam. What's a Stiras Rambam? The Rambam talks about in Maisa Karbonis, number 8, Seder Havos HaMincha Ketzah. By the way, this will be all familiar stuff because you're all in Tzvachim Menachas, right? So nothing I said tonight was the Gemara's were all not strange, correct? Right? It's all straight, right, Joe? This is.
Well, they were strange the first time, Joe.
No, we're saying, but it's all. I mean, it's not all familiar territory. It's not. Not saying anything, any crazy things.
Ringing bells,
exactly. Says the Gemara number 8, Shoot Rambam. Seder Havos HaMincha Ketzah. So the Gemara says it in Menachos, no, in Seita. I think Gemara in Yuma. Where's the Gemara? Maybe in Yuma. Seida Havos and Mincha. Maybe it's a mistake. No, it's in. Oh, where's this Gemara? I saw it. Maybe it's in Seita. Yeah, it's in Seita. Okay. Seida Havos and Mincha. But the Rama brings it down. Seida Havos and Mincha Ketzer. How do you bring a Mincha? Maybe Adam Soilis with the Beisoy, the Kalkot Shal Kesav and Shal Zov, Shami with the Klishu Roy, the Kol Shores, you bring the Soilis, Vinaysen the Shamno, the Levoinoso, Umalichet the Koin. You add the oil and you add the Levoino, Vakoin Malichet Samizbech, Magish Bekan, Dremi Zarovich, and Chudish Okeran Vidayoy. And he goes and he brings it to Akrova, brings it towards the side of the Mizbech. Then, Umisalik es Kolavoinoso, Letzad Echot, here comes the main part. He puts the levaina to one side. The kaimates, he does the shechita, which is the kmitza, mimokim shenis rabo shamna, shenema misolto mishamna. The noisin ha-kaimates li klishores, umekachay vi klishores. Right? Which is the kmitza and putting the kaimates in a klishores. Joel, you with me? Right? Continues the Rambam. The kaimates shecholkai bishnei kelim. Let's say you took a kmitza and you put it into one keli, and into divided the kmitza, which, by the way, the shear, the minimum shear to put on the mizbeach, is the kmitza. So you took this minimum shear and you put it into two klishorises. Kind of, you made two kabbalas, right? You did kmitza, you put the one klishoris half, the cholkoi, kaimet shecholkoi v'shnei kelim. Says the Gemara, the Rambam says, Einoi kodesh. V'chayzer u'mekadesh. What does it mean, v'chayzer u'mekadesh? I know. So the Mishnah Melech has a question. His question is, kaimet shecholke v'shnei kelim. Yesh l'stapik. Im chozar v'irvoi b'kli echot imahanim. His question is, I take the kmitza, which is like the shechita, and I put the two kabbalas into two separate parts, which is two parts, the kmitza divided into two parts. So the question is, could I just take the one from the second keli and put it back into the first keli? And now I've combined my original kmitza. So he says, I'm not sure. And then he says, but the truth is, the Rambam says yes. Because he learns that on the Rambam, Achoishi, Sasiyim Bidvara B'choizdeh U'Mekadesh. The Mira D'Svirelei, the Yesh Tikkun. There's a way to fix this problem. Im Chazal, V'Irvon, V'Nosnam B'Kli Achel. V'Loi Dati, Tam Din Zeh. He says, I don't know why it should be like that. Why? Because when you put it half of it, ain't a kaddish. It's like taking half the kmitza and putting it. That's ain't a kaddish. Ki chaza v'kaddish loy mahani mishum da'avik nishbach mitzava behema. I put it in the wrong place. That's like putting it in nishbach. It should not be good. That's his question. Why should it work? Not only that. Wait. But the Rambam says it works. Says Reb Chaim. I'll ask you a better question. The Rambam says, if I take a kmitza, when I divide into two parts, so the halacha is, you can join them back together, but the Rambam also says, that let's say I have a kabbalah from a regular carbon, and blood spurts out, and half of it I'm a kabbal, half of kedei hazoya, half of shir shrika, I'm a kabbal in one keli, and half I'm a kabbal in the other keli. Could I join the two together? So there, Chaim says, the Rambam doesn't say over there, Chayzer u'mekadesh. So Chaim learns, so clearly the Rambam holds, that by Zrika, or by Kabbalah, by animal, by blood, I cannot be Mekabel, half the Shir Hazor, into one Keli, half in the other Keli, and join them together. That's a problem of Nishbach. So his question is, so why by Kemitza, where the putting it into the keli is like a kabbalah. Why don't I have the same problem of nishbach? That's his question. The Rambam's steer in the Rambam. That's Reb Chaim's question. Let's read it inside.
Nishbach doesn't have to be on a ritzbach, correct? It could be
anywhere. Anywhere, yeah.
Just not in the
kli. Not in the kli. Not in the right place. Uleil b'ferek dal kosav. Look at Reb Chaim, number 9. Uleil b'ferek dal kosav. Zel shoynoi. V'chol azvachim shekibel midom ampoch mechdei azoya. Lenis karesh adam. Which is our case. Cholas vachim, the second case by the blood, right? Sorry. Le'el befek dal kosaf. Cholas vachim, dam, from an animal. Shekibel midomom, poches mechdei azoya, le'nis kadesh adam. Means if I accept it into a keli less than kadesh azoya, the dam is no good. V'lo hizkil, shiyachzav yikadesh. Mi pashtes aloshim mashmer. De bedam loy mahani mashiachzir im achakach likli echot mishum de lekabola shniyo regarding the second kabola choshuv aklishores arishoin kenishbach adam the last late takanto kivlo niskadosh adam boy v'kasha maish no kaimetz midam v'ala kaimetz midam yolif bein le nishbach bein shor lekabli kishir digmar menachas dav zayin dav chavov digmar says over there that you have to do kmitza kedei shir and just like by hazoya. Kabbalah has to be kedei shir zrika, and just like his question is, umayshno de bekaymitz mahanya chazos likli echot uvedam la mahanya. And Mishnah Melech has that question, and both of them are the same shul of Mishbach. What's the pshat? Yisrael, you hear the question? What's the easy answer? I hear. But the Mishnah Melech doesn't learn like that. Mishnah Melech does not learn like that. What?
Yeah, Mishnah Melech.
Okay, so the Chaim goes with the Mishnah Melech. So he says that Chayzer Mekadesh. No, that just means you take new blood.
New
Kmitza. New Kmitza and new blood.
So does it mean you start over?
Yeah, but why in my new blood can you do that?
No, exactly. You can't do it by Kmitza either. You have to go back and do a whole.
Okay, so we also, you take new blood. There's no more blood left. The animal's dead. We don't move blood. Got it. Okay. That's the easy answer. Got it. That's the easy answer, but Mishmach did not learn like that. He learned joining them together. So why by Kmitza could you join them together? And by what they're not? And both of them have the same soul of Mishmach. What's Mishmach? If it comes somewhere and it's not Mekadesh Adam, that's Mishmach Adam. So by blood it doesn't work, why by Kmitza does it yes work? Says Ubchaim like this. Then what's the psul of Mishpach? Difficult Ubchaim, but we'll try and figure it out. Says Ubchaim, V'ine yisoy da'din, 9b, ma de Mishpach posul, v'loy mahanye ma shiach zi kabel achach b'lishores, m'vu b'zvachim, yalfi lo mikro, yavolokach b'dam apar, dam ma'apar yekablenu. V'chivin de Mishpach, sula ave kabola ma'apar. Which Gemara seems to say that why is Mishpach posul? Because it says, v'lokach b'dam apar. Dam me'apar yekablenu, which means the blood has to come directly from the par. And if it falls somewhere else, it's not coming from the par. It's not dam me hapar yikablenu. So Chaim asks, that makes sense to learn Nishbach by blood. Because there the halacha has to be dam me hapar yikablenu. However, by mincha, there's no halacha where the klishores has to get it from. There's no halacha dam me hapar yikablenu where it has to come from. So how could you learn Nishbach by a mincha? That's his question. V'imkein tzachiyin. V'maydi alfiyin minei lenochis. The nishbach ha-kayim is posel. The Gemara learns from over there. That is, the kayim takes the kmitza and drops it on the floor. That's called nishbach. There's no halacha where it has to come from. Dam me ha-paya kableno. Where the kmitza, where the klisharis has to get it from. Doesn't say anywhere. Meha kmitza shel ha-kayim. Doesn't say anything like that. So therefore, why is there psul nishbach? When the Kohen takes the Kmitza and drops it on the ground, there's no halacha. Dam mehapayek ablenu. V'aloy the Kohenetz, leke marke misuyim, me'ayim shik ablenu. By the way, you can argue with that, Reb Chaim, and you can say that just like by dam, it has to come from the par, so too by mincha, it has to come from the Kmitza, from the hand of the Kohen. But Reb Chaim... Where it comes from. Me'ayin shekablen. Where you have to get it from. But the Chaim for some reason didn't learn like that. Dover poshet. There's no poshet. By Kabbalah, it says, dam mehapar. Has to come from the par. By Kmitza, there's halacha. Do the Kmitza. And then put in the klisharis. There's no halacha. Has to come from somewhere. In other words, there's two halachas. One, do Kmitza. Number two, put in the klisharis. Be mekadesh the Kmitza. There's no halacha where it has to come from. So how is there a problem of Nishbach? There's no dam mehapar. That's his question. It says Ubchaim, v'tzoch loymar, the hamir yalfinon, that we do learn from Nishbach, there's two dinim in Nishbach. One din in Nishbach is that it's a halacha in Seder HaKabbalah. How do you do Kabbalah? It has to come from the par. In other words, you do Kabbalah by having the blood come directly from the par. Dam mehapar yikablenu. That's one halacha in Nishbach. And if it doesn't come directly from the par, it's lacking in Kabbalah. Kabbalah means has to come directly from the par. If it doesn't come directly from the par, that's not a Kabbalah. That's one shot. And he says there's another halacha in Nishbach that tells me that if the blood goes in the wrong place, that's going to pass on the blood. Not a halacha in Seder Kabbalah that how do you do Kabbalah coming from the par, teaching me halacha in Kabbalah. No, there's another halacha. That from the fact that Nishbach is possible tells me that if the blood goes in its wrong place, that's going to puzzle the blood, period. That your klisharis cannot be mekadesh that. Why? Because the blood went in a forbidden place. That's a psul on the dam itself.
But if it goes in the forbidden place after it's been in the klisharis, it's not a problem.
Slow down. That's a biskarov. Relax. That's how we're getting to. Slow down. That's what Chaim says. Forget about the biskarov. That's what Chaim says. We're going to get that in a minute. Right? So that's what Chaim says. Therefore, Chaim says, let's see number 9D. V'tzoch loymar, what's going on? Okay, it's Tzach Leima. The Homi Yalfina, we learn from here, Shaloyi Akoimates, Bemokiv Achel, Kaidim Kabbalah. V'rakshi Kubal Teka Bilkiya Makabla Vekachoy. V'afogav the Bekoimates Lekadina, Ma'ayim Shetay Nasa Kabbalah. Don't say where it has to come from. There's no halachim Koimates coming from somewhere. There's no halachim Seder Akabbalah by Kmitza. Mikromakim Homi Yalfinam, Koimates Midam, Shetay Teka Vacha Kmitza Kabbalah, V'loyi Akoimates, Bemokiv Achel Benetayim, V'afen Shin Bazel, Nifsal. Which means, there's no halacha by mincha, it has to come from how to make the kmita, or how to make the kiddush after the kmita coming from somewhere. That's exclusive to Kabbalah. But from this halacha of Kabbalah, we learn that if it goes on the floor, that's going to passel the dam, so too by mincha as well. If it goes in the wrong place, that's going to passel the mincha, and afterwards you can't put it in the klisharis. Says Reb Chaim, very simple. If that's the chilek, so you want to say that by a mincha, if it comes into a klisharis, half of it, is the klisharis the wrong place?
It's the wrong amount.
It's the wrong amount, but it's not the wrong place. So the second psul, you're not going to have by mincha. By mincha, the whole problem is not seder hakavos. If the halach is, dam mehapar yikavleno, which means by hazor, so then, at the end of the day, what you're using for Kabbalah has to come directly from the pot. So if it goes into one klisharis, and then you move it to another klisharis, it didn't come directly from the pot. Kabbalah means it has to come directly from the pot. So therefore the Rambam says, it goes half in one klisharis, and then you move it to another klisharis, not going to work. Because whatever you use for Kabbalah has to come directly from the pot, not going to work. Vashayin came by mincha, there's no halacha. Where it has to come from, dama apayi kavlenu. There's halacha, that if it's in the wrong place, it popples. Says the Chaim, if you put in the klisharis half the kmitza, that's not the wrong place. Right? You're right, you didn't do the klisharis yet, but it's not the wrong place. So you don't have that psul, and therefore you can transfer it over to the second way, to the second klisharis. You understand the svar?
Yeah. But
not my svar, that's what he says.
So the dam did come to the right place.
No, it did not. The dam I used for Kabbalah went to another klisharis first, which was Amit Kaddishis. With Amitadish. It is Allah in Kabbalah that my Kabbalah has to be directly from the power. Is that directly from the power? Yeah. My Kabbalah is the second Kabbalah. Not directly from the power.
Why does it have to only be one Klisharis?
Because it says Dam Mehapai Kablema. Which means
received it from the power.
No, but not in the my Kabbalah's vessel is not Dam Mehapai. My Kabbalah vessel is vessel number two. That's not Dam Mehapai. Vessel number two is my final Kabbalah vessel.
Then you don't have the right amount.
Maybe he doesn't understand that the full is not the right amount.
What?
It's also just not the right amount.
No, it's not. It's not dam me'afar. At the end of the day, my Kabbalah vessel is not the right. That's the way Reb Chaim says it. Agree, disagree? That's as far. That's how he explains both Rambams. So this is what Wait. This is what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim, look, you read inside. Let's finish quickly over here. Lefi mashen is vayde b'koymetz leke din b'seder kabbalah me'ainshet enasis v'kadin din nishpach b'koymetz urak shliya koymetz mokam ache koynim kabbalah im kem yeshleima de b'chol mixas koymetz b'klishores b'klishores to have a mokam oyle kabbalah shibul of a chatsi koymetz halo itiyaz kabbalah kol a koymetz is lacking in a shir etc. but it's not nishpach kiven to have a mokam oyle kabbalah. Ochin number G. Ochin calls there rag bekoimitz. The last bay din ma'ayshet in as kabbalah. V'rag din nishbachu this bay. By koimitz no aloch adam me'apar. Just as nishbachu can be in the wrong place, it's not the wrong place. Ma'ashen ken bedam H. The is bay din the dam me'apar yikablenu b'seid avodis kabbalah. Shedavka ma'apar v'loin mokam acher. Im kain. Kiven darei homiyo the kabbalah nasa b'kliyit shores hasheni. In the second utensil, al kain me'le shuv lavim me'apar. U'me'le ne'le the nishbach al nishbach. That's the Chaim.
Maybe that's also true.
That the Kabbalah has to be one Shira Zoh. Could be.
That's what you said originally.
Yeah. Maybe you want to know. Maybe if I did each one, I don't know.
That's
good
exactly
question.
What I was asking.
Okay. But his question is if you can join it together. So obviously, it wasn't enough to have two Klisharises. Correct? Obviously, you have to join them together. Why? Because you need, I guess, the Kabbalah of Shi'azah.
Oh, but that's right. So, Me'a Par means enough to do Hazah, Me'a.
Correct, correct. Right. That's my part of the whole thing, correct. Both Allah is my part. Now, one second. Now, this is Chaim Atkan. The Bris Kerov saying, Dobie's point. He says, okay, I get the point. What's this other halacha? Says the Bris Kerov, maybe the two Argamar is saying one halacha, and the Teres Kanim is saying altogether different halacha. Argamar is just saying one halacha. How do you do Kabbalah? Kabbalah is Dama Hapai Kablenu. That's our Gemara. That's our Gemara is telling us how to do Kabbalah. Dama Hapai Kablenu. So therefore, if you go somewhere else, it's not Dama Hapar. I get that. That's all our Gemara says. By the way, our Gemara says a few other things. In that same Gemara Chafei, the Gemara says Alacha, that the animal cannot be a Balmum until after Kabbalah. Why? Because Kabbalah is part of the Shechita. It's Dama Hapai Kablenu. Kabbalah is the Hemshech of the Shechita. It's all tell me how to do it. Correct. Correct. But in this Gemara, it seems to be, and especially if you learn, the Bishkarov says, there's one Gemara that tells us, Dama Hapai Kableno, that's our Gemara. Then there's another Gemara, the Teres Kanim. Teres Kanim says that you're right. Forget about the halacha of Dama Hapai Kableno. There's another halacha that if the dam falls in the wrong place, it's going to passel the dam. Comes along Joe and asks the question, if it passes the dam, then even after it comes in the klisharis, it shall pass the dam. So the Gemara has to learn a special, the Teres Kanim has to learn a special pasuk that you're right. It would pass the dam because it's in the wrong place. But here there's a halacha that the klisharis saves the day. That if it goes first into klisharis, then okay. Then even the nishbach afterwards is not going to be a problem. That's an issue. Now the Biskrov had a question, why do you have to have a pasuk? You're right. If the whole Mishpach is Dama Hapayi Kablenu, so it came from the Kabbalah, was done from the Par. So why didn't the Pasuk tell me that if it spilled after the Kabbalah, it should be okay? Push it. Dama Hapar, I did the Kabbalah. But the Teres Kanim is telling me, no, there's a second halacha. Not the halacha of Dama Hapayi Kablenu. This second Svar of Chaim, that if it's in the wrong place, that's considered a psul. That Teres Kanim only comes after our Gemara. After our Gemara says, Dama Hapai Kablenu means that the place of the blood is either in the tzavar of the animal or in the klisharis. That's the only two places the blood can be. Means Dama Hapai Kablenu. The blood has to be in the tzavar, in the neck of the animal, or in the klisharis. So therefore the Gemara says, the Teres Kanim says, well, if it falls on the ground, that's the wrong place. That's a pure mishmah. Says the Teres Kanim, you're right. It depends when. If it falls on the ground, before the Kabbalah, so then that's a new psul, nishbach is in the wrong place. If it falls after the Kabbalah, it would also be a psul, nishbach. But we have a special pasuk telling me that once you have a klisharis, it saves the day, and it's not going to be any more psul of nishbach passling the dam. That's what the Bris Kerov says. Says the Bris Kerov, according to that, by the way, let's read inside of here, number 11. Vakei nirali, dimikro dimdama hapayi kablenu, lo yadinon, Elo dehave seder bekabbalah. How do you do Kabbalah? Lehave Kabbalah mehapar. That's all it tells. Umikradi yalfinon b'sifro, Teres Kanim, hadam yalfinon dehave psul b'chetza dedam. Dim eino vim koimoi, hainu, oi b'tzavo, dehave mokim lekabbalah sedam, matzavo, oi b'kli, chal psul al adam. Valkein, therefore, B, he says, matzachinon kro lehachshir b'nis kabbalah b'kli. The Havamin, I would have thought, the Tzach Liyos Kolas Man B'Kli, V'Mishbach Man B'Kli, Gamkin Chal P'sul Mishbach, if it falls after the Kli, there's also the same P'sul of Mishbach, V'Goli Lankho, the Nishkabu B'Kli Kosher, V'Lav the Lankho, Shtam Ha'Pai Kabenu, L'Avidin L'Kal Mokam, it says, V'Avala Ach the Lankho, Yalfin B'Sibor, then them Chal P'sul Mishbach, Alessam Adam. Says the Bishkrov, now look back at the Gemara. So beautiful, the Gemara's question. You're right. The reason why the Gemara says Mishbach is very simple. Nishbach is a general rule, according to this Gemara. Every time the blood, the ketanis, is in the wrong place, that's a psul nishbach. We learn it from the pasuk of Ne'adam. In the wrong place is nishbach. What's the only way it's going to save that ketanis from having a psul nishbach? What's the only way that's not going to be a psul nishbach? One way. What's the only way? So Again, the Gemara asks the question: is the hand of the kohen a kli sharis, or is it not a kli sharis? If it's a kli sharis, then there's no psul of nishbach because the kli sharis saves the second psul of nishbach. If the hand of the kohen is not a kli sharis, then that's nishbach. Beautiful. That's exactly what the Gemara tells us. Wow, what a way of looking at the Gemara.
But maybe
that's what the Gemara says.
Apart,
what?
But maybe say the halacha of dami apar is only by zevach and not by mincha, not by.
I know you're right. Dami apar is only by what's name? But hadam is by everything. If the blood is in the wrong place, that's exactly the point. It runs the wrong place. It's always no good. Not dami apar. Just like by koymitz. Also, right? It doesn't have mei apar. It's a kaimis, the halacha, the chaim's halacha, and therefore you can join him afterwards, not the wrong place. But if it's in the wrong place, that's always a psul. So therefore the Gemara says, by keteris, if the keteris falls on the ground from the hands of the kayin, that's a problem, Gemara says. Oh no, but the keteris kanim says that even after it falls onto the ground, it's always a problem unless it first hits the klisharis. So that's the Gemara's question. Are the hands of the kayin a klisharis? And then it first went to Klishar, and then it went to the ground, and therefore the second psul mishbach doesn't apply. Or the hands of the kohen, not a Klishar, and therefore it's in a wrong place. And the psul of mishbach, the second psul of mishbach. So I'm using, the Brisker Rav is taking the svara of the Chaim, and he's saying, the Chaim said it in his Teret in the Rambam. But he's using the svara of Chaim to say, that's why you have two drushes. The Gemara in Chafei is talking about, how do you do Kabbalah? Mehapar, the order of doing Kabbalah, that's it. That's one halacha. Once I know that dam mehapar kablano, so it tells me the dam can only be in two places. Either in the animal's neck, or inside the klisharis. Comes from the teres kahanim, well, if it can only be in two places, any other place is a psul on the dam. No matter what, the dam, the teres, anywhere, by the chatas oif, if it's in the wrong place, it's a psul on the actual dam. The only thing that's not going to make it a psul, is it first hits a klisharis, and we learn that from a pasuk as well. So therefore, now we understand the Gemara, that the Gemara says that bacteris, if the hands of the kohen are klisharis, or the neck of the chatas oif is a klisharis, then it wouldn't have the second psul of nishbach, because it first hits the chatas oif's neck, or the hands of the kohen, and therefore you won't have the second psul of nishbach. So that's the classic understanding of the briskers, the chaim and briskerov, on the psul nishbach, and to understand what the Seder, what Kabbalah is all about.
What was the source for learning?